One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, The Pursuit of Purpose.
Hallelujah. I want to share with you on the pursuit of purpose. Maybe we should take a little moment to define for you those two words. First, purpose. What is purpose? The word purpose. P-U-R-P-O-S-E. Purpose. It is an idea or aim. An idea or aim kept in the mind as the goal towards which one's efforts are directed. I'll say that again. An idea or aim kept in the mind as the goal towards which one's efforts are directed. Furthermore, a definite intention. Purpose means a definite intention. It is the object or reason for which something exists or is done. A determination. Then let me define pursuit. Since we're discussing the pursuit of purpose. What is pursuit? The act of striving. Simply an activity engaged in regularly. Pursuit is an effort to accomplish. It is to proceed along a course. Glory to God. You know, there are a lot of people who live life, a dull life. Life without an adventure. They live without a purpose. But God hasn't put us here for no reason. We're here for a definite reason. There are too many people who drift along in life. Very uninspiring people. All they think about is their work to get money. That's why they work. All they want out of a job is money. All they can think about is take care of their family. All they can think about is just have something for themselves. Very uninspiring. Very selfish life. Their life doesn't go beyond themselves and the few people they know. It is their reason for doing whatever they do. A very little dream. Very unadventurous. Just wanting to hang on somewhere in life. It is not God's plan. When Christ saves you, He makes you a savior. He makes you what He is. He challenges you to be like Him. In the 20th chapter of St. John's Gospel, the 21st verse, reading into the 22nd verse, remember what He said. The Bible tells us that He breathes on them and says, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." He said, "As my Father had sent me, even so send I you." He brought us into his plane of life. He gave us his kind of thinking. He came to change the world. He came to save the world. He said, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. When John the Baptist saw him, he said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus brought life to the world. Jesus brought health to the sick. He brought healing to the afflicted. Jesus brought sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf. Jesus brought speech to the dumb and made the lame and the maimed to walk. He had an agenda. He said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. St. John chapter 10 and verse 10. He said, but I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, he said, I am come for a reason. I am come for a purpose. He didn't come just to look around in the world and just die. He had a purpose. He had a reason. And his whole life was in pursuit of a purpose. Everything he thought, every word he spoke, everywhere he went, all of his efforts were directed towards one purpose: to save, to give life. He said, I am come that they might have life. He had a purpose. His whole life was for it. A lot of people who say that they have a reason for doing whatever they're doing, but they're never in pursuit of that purpose. Churches are started without a purpose. Cells are started without a purpose. And that's why sometimes I ask, with regards to this country, you know, and I say, what is the reason for Nigeria? Not even in the leadership can they determine the reason for our existence, because it's a nation without an ideology. And every nation without an ideology is a nation without a vision. And that is a nation without a purpose. And that is the problem of most African nations and a few European and Asian nations. And that's the reason they are turning around in circles, having no direction, knowing nowhere they're going. Others have to make decisions for them. Life without a purpose. No one can be more confused than that. It is the confusion without awareness of the confusion. And that's the life of many. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life. Specific purpose. For example, when I was going into the university, I was determined. I knew why I was going in there. I had a reason. I knew what I was going to do. Besides my academics, I knew I was going to change lives. I was determined from day one. I had my plans laid out. If I got into the school, I was going in with a definite outreach from my spirit. I knew what I was going to do. Determined from day one. And after about 3 months, I began to plan the first seminar titled In Him. And I remember one of the older Christians at that time asked me a question. He said, for how long have you been here? And I said, 3 months. He said, that's not long enough time for you to know what's going on here. But what he didn't know was that I had my composure and I was ready to fly. I went ahead and did it. And just went on and on and on and on and on. Until I called for a major crusade in the campus. But I wasn't, that wasn't all. As soon as I was done with that, as they're going into other campuses. I couldn't keep it to myself. You understand what I'm talking about? Coming into this city, there are lots of people who came in here to seek a job. I didn't come here to look for a job. I came to change lives. The first day I was driving over the bridge close to the National Stadium, I looked into the stadium from the top of that bridge and I said, Lord Jesus, this place ought to be full of people for you. I said, if you will help me, I'll pack it out with people for you. And I've done it. Yeah. I said, with the power of the Holy Spirit, we will hold the largest programs in this country. And we have done it. Why? Purpose. Determination. Refuse to live an empty life. Are you listening? Refuse to live an empty life. You make up your mind, you're going to make a difference. Just a little over 3 years ago, we were having I believe it was a CRC, and I remember instructing that they could all go and start sales. And I said, grow your cell to 50. A young lady went back to Zimbabwe and started the cell and grew it to 50. And then together with two other groups, today, since that time, they have well over 10,000 members. In little over 3 years, determination. When they started the cell, a cell, they called it Christ Embassy Cell. And took a little space on newspaper and advertised it. Somebody saw it and got mad and called me on the phone. And said, you know what these rascals are doing here? Oh, I thought, well, they're just starting the cell. It's just a cell. Well, the cell grew up to become a church and a full ministry. Are you still there? Don't tell me it's difficult. Not difficult at all. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to LWR Transmissions at Lovell360.com.